97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. Saturday afternoon, moving into the 5 o'clock hour. Earlier today, the 2020 Basketball Hall of Fame class was announced, highlighting that group of nine are Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. Interesting that both KG and Kobe Bryant came into the NBA straight from high school. And earlier we were talking to Sonny Vaccaro about that because he had interactions with both those guys. Sonny Vaccaro, sports marketer with Nike, Adidas, Reebok through the years. Also part of the Dapper Dan Roundball Classic in Pittsburgh. It was great memory lane. Right now we're joined by Coach Lyon. And what's going on, Coach? How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. It's been a while. Everything all right down at the house?
Oh, yeah, you know, we're like everybody else, hunkering down. Take a little walk in the neighborhood, Big K and I, and that's about it.
Yes, it was fun to talk to Sonny Vaccaro, who I know you've known for a long, long time. And we were talking because he obviously knew Kobe, but also what it meant for him from a business standpoint. That was the first big signing for him when he had gone from Nike to Adidas, and what a signing it turned out to be. And those were big deals back then. I mean, Jordan, we talked about with him, but he was really also instrumental in coaches having shoe deals as well, which is how we all got to know him. But it got us talking about this 2020 Hall of Fame class, Kobe included, Kevin Garnett included, and obviously Tim Duncan, who came out of Wake Forest with a four-year college career. But I noticed, and I probably would not have remembered this until I went and looked at each of their draft class, that you were coaching Washington and selected one spot in front of where KG went, and you guys selected Rasheed Wallace, obviously a great player out of Philadelphia here. Did you know of KG? Was he on your, you know, whiteboard at any place?
Yes, to be honest, he was on the board, but I have to be frank and say, did I know him? Not really, meaning I didn't know his game. Back then, John Nash was the GM of Washington, the Washington Bullets at that time, and he certainly had knowledge of Kevin Garnett. But as you said, he was a high school player, and as a result, as an NBA coach at that time, I did not have, you know, a great deal of, you know, insight into, you know, who he was. I remember seeing a little bit of tape on him, but I really did not have a feel. And I'd have to say I had no idea. But again, some people, you know, are sharper than others when it comes to this. And Kevin McHale, who was the GM of Minnesota when they selected Garnett, and years later, I had gotten friendly with McHale. And I asked him one day, I said, like, when did you know about, you know, Garnett? Meaning, and I meant it, like, how good he was. And he looked me right in the eye, and he said, first time I set eyes on him.
Wow. And then he ends up taking him with that fifth pick. And I had to go and look. KG's second year in the league, he got them in the playoffs. And they had been a 21-win team the year before they select him. They 26 his rookie year, and he's not a automatic starter. Obviously, he's 19 years old, but that second year he got them into the postseason, which is pretty phenomenal for a young guy. And I'm curious, do you think having seen that a kid came out of college might have laid any groundwork for a Kobe a year later to then do the same thing and make the jump?
Well, I would say yes to your question, but I'll tell you, ironic that you had Sonny on the show. I did not hear that. And let me just put up a historical fact. Not only was Sonny Vaccaro a basketball shoe or sneaker aficionado over the years, he started, in my opinion, the whole craze with sneakers.
Yes.
He did it with insight. He never... Phil Knight never said I. Phil Knight owns Nike, had never set eyes on Sonny Vaccaro, and Sonny had this idea. And obviously it was a grand slam that if you could put college teams in the shoe, that would be a tremendous form of marketing. And he was the first one to get a shoe company, namely Nike, to do that. They went to the college coaches and they enlisted them to put their teams in the shoe. And sure, they would pay the coach, you know, a stipend to do so. You weren't forced to put everybody in the shoe, but they made the shoe available and gear to go with it. So that was the first step. And then the second step, as you probably talked about with them, was identifying star players,
right,
and tie them into a particular shoe, the first being obviously Michael Jordan.
Yeah, well, that was one of the key things, because I asked him, you know, what was bigger. And his whole thing was, because of Nike being so entrenched in the college before the Jordan, the Air Jordan sneaker, he's like, you know, they weren't an orphan. They were going to be fine even if we didn't do that, right? Now he ends up hitting a home run. Whereas with Kobe rejuvenated and put basketball Adidas on the map because of hitting that home run with Kobe Bryant, which was not the same because they had none of the college market at that time.
No, exactly. And I think you mentioned Sonny also. He was the godfather of the All-Star games.
Yeah.
His Dapper Dan game in Pittsburgh was the first game.
Exactly. That's what I said. I don't think people realize, but I rattled off some of the alumni of that game, and it's got a really impressive list for
sure.
Yeah,
I don't know that today's world would relate to it, but I'll tell you, the guy who got the game off, I don't know if Sonny mentioned his name, was Calvin Murphy. He was the star of Sonny's first big Dapper Dan game.
Well, I mentioned
Dapper Dan game.
Yeah, Calvin Murphy was on that list.
Yes, was the Pennsylvania All-Stars versus U.S. All-Stars. And there was a preliminary game, Eastern Pennsylvania versus Western Pennsylvania, you know, for the lower recruits. But the big game was, it was just that. They got them all in those early years. And it turned into a, you know, something that the rest of the world copied because it was so popular. But Sonny Vaccaro, he was on the cutting edge of a lot of this. But I'll tell you an interesting story about Kobe. Obviously, I knew Kobe being from Philadelphia. I knew Kobe when he was growing up as a young fella, when his dad Joe was still playing overseas in Italy, and they would come back in the summer. And Kobe would be, you know, around the Sunny Hill Lake, working out, playing, whatever. And one summer, it was after Kobe's junior year in high school, my wife, your mom, and I were in Las Vegas at where we used to go to Caesars. And I'm walking through the lobby. This is a true story. Literally walking through the lobby of Caesars and bump Sonny Vaccaro. Now, Sonny has a home. He lives in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So we chat for like a couple of minutes. It's like midsummer. And he literally, in the middle of the conversation, he says to me, he said, "I need a favor." And I say, go ahead. He said, "Meet me here at 6 o'clock. He said, I want you to do a favor with me. So I say, fine. So I went and grabbed a bite with your mom, come back, meet him 6 o'clock. He's out front, get in the car. And I say, "Where are we headed?" He said, "We're going to a game." And I said, "You got to be kidding." So he said, "No." And I knew he was having he had a Nike Jordan, I guess you would call it. All the AAU teams would come to Vegas.
Huh?
So we drive a short distance over to a high school. And big gym, three games about ready to start. And I'm looking to get in the stands, and the game we're going to watch. And as they're shooting layups, I see Kobe Bryant. And obviously I know who Kobe is. So I say to Sonny, "Kobe." He said, "Yeah, that's who we're here to see." So I turned to him. I said, "You got to be kidding me." I said, I know Kobe. He said, "Just watch. I want you to watch the game." So we sit. We watch the game. Game ends. Sonny Vaccaro turns and says, "What do you think?" And I literally didn't know what he meant. I said, "Think about what?" He said, "The kid, Kobe." I said, "I already told you I know Kobe." "No, no," he said. "Is he ready?" And when he said that, I had no idea what he was talking about.
But
I said, "Ready for what?" He said, "For your league." Direct quote, "For your league." And I said, "You got to be kidding me. Are you out of your mind?" And I went on a tirade saying how, you know, Kobe was maybe one of the top prospects in high school, but ready for the NBA? I said, "Sonny, that would be," I said, "they call boys against men." Little did I realize.
Right.
97.5 The Fanatic. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's interesting you say that because he had a conversation with Kevin Garnett, called him, and Kevin Garnett had played in his Round Ball Classic. And it was before when he's trying to decide where, you know, is he going to go to college? Is he going to go overseas? And Sonny remembered giving him advice. Look, even if you're wrong, it's $10 million for you. And they had that conversation, and that's how KG, that's one of the conversations that had him go as a high school kid into that 95 draft. And so that would be probably what led him to that conversation.
Well, I'll tell you who you could talk to sometime is John Nash.
Yep, I know.
John Nash was the general manager of the New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, he wanted
John Calipari. Yep. Was going to be the first year head coach, John Calipari, Kentucky coach. Was going to be the first year head coach of what was then the New Jersey Nets. John Nash knew of Kobe, wanted to draft Kobe, was ready to draft Kobe. And Sonny was a part of the scheme that scared Calipari off because it was already set in stone.
Yeah, that he was going to go to LA in a trade.
Exactly.
Yep.
Via
Vlade Divac. Yep, exactly.
Had Calipari held his guns,
yeah,
Kobe would not have been available for the Lakers because the New Jersey Nets would have drafted him.
Yeah, they would have, absolutely. All right, the one caller brought up, just because we start talking about Hall of Fame. Now, these guys have 11 titles between the three of them of Kobe, KG, and Tim Duncan. But there are some classes that have people that don't have the same kind of numbers slash ilk that these three do. Tracy McGrady's name came up, and then that person asked, you know, a guy like a Rasheed Wallace, if you take, because in basketball, the Naismith, they do consider, like a Bill Bradley is known and is in there, he went in 83 because of his time at Princeton and then his time with the New York Knicks where he was part of two championships. So this guy asked about Rasheed Wallace. And as I said, without even looking, I know that statistically there's not going to be numbers that jump off the page, that he was an excellent teammate and made teams really, really good. He was key to Detroit winning a championship, obviously. But how good would you say Rasheed was? Where would you put him? Like, not superstar for me, but probably better than most people would give him?
Yeah, I'd be right with you, D. You know, I'm a huge Rasheed fan, number one. I consider him a friend, number two. I know him all the way back when he was in high school. And I would say it this way, like his numbers, you know, are really, really good. Are they Hall of Fame numbers? Probably not. He has, as you say, one NBA title, and that he was the guy to get that team over the hump.
Exactly.
They already had Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars. They needed somewhat Rip Hamilton, but they needed that extra, and he was that, you know, missing link for sure. And I will say this. I used to, when I was out in Portland with Maurice Cheeks as Maurice's assistant, you know the type of guy she was.
Oh, yeah.
To his teammates and coaches, it was a love affair.
Yep.
He was like the best. However, to the front office, at times he was a nightmare.
Yeah, well, he got a lot of technical fouls, that's for sure.
Well, I was going to say, his antics with the refs, and he spoke his mind.
Yes.
And from time to time, I would put down, really do research on the statistics. And you can do this research yourself, anybody who would so choose. Sheed's numbers against the other stars of his day were like off the charts good. Like him versus, he bested Kevin Garnett head to head.
Wow. Well, that was part of what this caller was at. That's what brought it up for him.
Well, I got news for you. That he's on target. I used to run those numbers really in defending Sheed because they were always wanting to talk about the possibility of trading.
Of moving him, yeah.
Which eventually they did to Atlanta.
And then for a millisecond to then get him to the Pistons.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. But to your question about Sheed and Hall of Fame, I don't know if, you know, what they deem as credentials.
Exactly.
Would ever get him in. But I'll say it this way. I always do it from a coaching perspective. You bring your guy, I'll bring Sheed. Let's throw it up.
That's probably what he was thinking when he used to play you in poker on those plane rides home. You bring another, your hand, I'll another, bring my hand.
That's another story, Debo. Let's not go there.
All right, this is the last question because it was posed to me. If you were starting a team, just because they're out there in conversation today, and you could pick one of the three, Kobe, Duncan, or KG, which one would you take?
Yeah, and let's establish at the top. You are talking about three of the greatest of all time.
Correct. As I said, there's no wrong answer.
No, there isn't. But for me, I'm partial being from Philadelphia, not because I feel I had a relationship with him more so than the other two. I would take Kobe.
Yeah, that's who I selected.
He was the closest thing to Michael Jordan. And LeBron's in the conversation, obviously, with Jordan for the greatest of all time. But I would put Jordan on the top shelf.
Yep.
LeBron second. But of the three you're talking about, I would take Kobe if I were starting a team.
Yep. Of those three, yep. All right, Coach, I appreciate it. It's always fun to catch up. And thanks for the stories.
Likewise. Thank goodness for talk radio in these tough times. Good stuff. Memory is a precious thing.
I you didn't join us last week. I probably could have had you on, but I did have a conversation. I should have asked you this question. I was saying, do you remember one of your first games where you got to attend? And it could be any level. And who were the stars in that game?
You ready? I won't remember the specifics, but I do. And I'm going to tell you, it was a game when Wilt Chamberlain was playing at the Palestra, and a fella who coached like what today would be AAU teams, it's a black gentleman by the name of Willie Draper, who became a dear friend, and he took me to that game and introduced me to Wilt outside the locker room after the game.
Wow.
Yeah, and my recollection is not how many points Wilt scored, not who the teams were. Obviously, Wilt's playing for Overbrook. What I remember was when Chamberlain came out of the locker room door, and I looked up, and my feeling was I'm barely above his belt buckle. That was my sense of how immense he was.
Oh my goodness!
That's my memory.
Yeah, he probably had to duck significantly to get out of that locker room. I know that. I know that door jam. Yeah. All right, we'll catch up again soon. Thank you so much.
Always fun, Deacon.
All right, thanks, Coach. Thanks, Dad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.